listener production.
Haunting Last Post played to thousands attending the Currumbin Anzac Day dawn service this morning. Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. Thousands of Gold Coast and Tweed residents have risen early to pay their respects to those who've served our country over the last 110 years. The Anzac dawn services are about to conclude, with ceremonies and marches also planned for later this morning. Currumbin RSL President Michael Humphreys tells us why it's so important to pause and reflect today.
It is important for our local community. We have our local residents have volunteered and served with honour to our nation for every major conflict since, and it's very visible on our honour board.
You can go to the Anzac Spirit website for full details of services and starting times around the coast. At around 11:20 this morning, there'll be an RAAF flyover at Currumbin and Surfers Paradise involving an EA-18 Growler and two FA-18 Super Hornet fighter jets. Updating sport now, and a sold-out Mount Smart Stadium will greet the Gold Coast Titans for today's Anzac Day clash with the Warriors in Auckland. Titans coach Des Hasler admits the narrow losses to the Raiders and Manly have hurt.
Been a little bit disappointed. The last 2 weeks have there's certainly been a shift. They feel that. They have been on the losing end, and our start hasn't been ideal. Just a sense of an underlying confidence, which is important for them. It's important that we take that forward.
For a more in-depth look at the Gold Coast top stories, simply search everything Gold Coast on the Listener app.